Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. Here's a phrase that you never say here. Flavor Flav blew into town over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, of course Flavor Flav was hanging in SLC.
Right. Of course. Why wouldn't he be?
His brother works as the athletic director at West High School in town. And
did
he kind of like flew in to see him, and he gave a little speech for kids at the school, like, hey, it's important to stay in school and whatnot. And he also flew by Fox 13 to do some weather. And Flav shows up in a ball cap, and I know you're wondering, well, what kind of clock was he wearing?
Yes.
It was it's a relatively understated clock for Flavor Flav. It was not the size of Big Ben or anything.
Just one kind of his like more elegant clocks.
Elegant, graceful, small red clock.
Okay.
And here he is doing the weather.
Oh, you know what time it is. It's time to get your weather from Flavor Flav. Here we go. Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's right. Y'all thought they was joking. I'm really here, you know what I'm saying? To bring y'all the weather, not only for the good, but for the better. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing, and it's all in the message that we are relaying. Now, check this out. Right over here, you see it right there in Salt Lake City? We got 56 degrees, you know what I'm saying? And then also, we're going to take it all the way right here. You know what I'm saying? The West Valley. We got 57 degrees right here in West Valley. And, you know, let me tell y'all something. I mean, you know, the weather's kind of, it's going to be kind of good today. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're looking at today. You know what I'm saying? You know, right over here, you know what I'm saying? Over here in Echo. Let's go to Echo. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a different state now?
Yeah. He's talking about Elko in Nevada.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Y'all heard the Echo, right? Well, guess what? We got 60 degrees over here at Echo. You know what I'm saying? Then also.
I need to break in here for a moment.
Flavor
implies a lot that we know what he's saying. And when you're delivering something like the weather, it's 57 degrees in Salt Lake. Do you know what I'm saying? And I know what you're saying when you say it's 57 degrees.
Right.
But by saying, do you know what I'm saying, you're implying that there's something underneath what you're saying,
right.
Which is there's more to there just being 57 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I don't know what he's saying.
I thought I knew, but now I don't
now
think
I'm
I know.
Now I'm second guessing myself. Do I know what he's saying?
I don't know what he's saying.
He's asked about 10 times already. Do I know? Do we know what he's saying?
If we're to break down, if you're to give me the transcript of what he is saying, I'm sure that I know every word that he's saying individually, but put together, I don't know what he's saying.
Do you understand the message of what he is saying?
Yeah, I don't
you know
think
what
I
I'm
do.
Saying?
Yeah. I don't know that I do either now.
Know what I'm saying? No, I don't.
I don't.
Has anyone ever stopped him and been like, hang on, actually, can you explain what you're saying? You're implying that I do, and you're just sort of just breezing past it. But I think this requires further discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
Maybe some of those times he's saying, you know what I'm saying? He's saying, I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, is that the underlying subtext?
Yeah, is that he doesn't know.
I believe it's just a crutch, right?
We in the radio industry. Mine is, we'll be back. When I don't know what else to say, I just say, we'll be back. And we eventually will. That's my crutch.
I have.
Know what I'm saying?
I have a few.
All right. Should we, Lindsay, you're really going to like this. He also did a pet segment.
Yeah, Lisa from the Humane Society got to meet Flavor Flav. I'm looking at this, I'm like, what?
Lucky her.